A micro grant opportunity for military veterans who are in the early stages of farming. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. The Farmer Veteran Fellowship Fund provides financial help to veterans who want to start a farming enterprise. It's coordinated by the Farmer Veteran Coalition, and Tanya Jeter is a veteran service provider there.
The Fellowship Fund was established in 2011. It is a small grant program that provides direct assistance to farmer veterans. The awards are between $1,000 and $5,000 for the purchase of equipment and other related supplies. You must be a veteran or currently serving in any branch of the armed services, to include reservists and National Guard. You also must be a veteran verified member of FVC. The fellowship supports for-profit agricultural businesses, so nonprofit entities are not eligible to apply.
Diego Laredo, who also works for the FVC, encourages vets to put in for a grant.
It's good practice just to get started, and if you feel like you might not have a strong application this year, you get the feedback, and then you have a stronger application for next year as well. So it's great practice just to try to get you thinking about your farming business.
The application period closes February 17th. There's a recorded webinar about the application process linked to on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.